Yes, the game has just come to a halt here and it is all over. It is Leitrim 4-10, Donegal 1-27. So an 8-point victory for Donegal. And if you had been offered that at half time, you would have been thinking that they would have bit your hand off for it, because Donegal were 4 points down and won and had lost the player Ronan McDermott, sent off in the 18th minute. But a super second half display from Mickey McCann's team, scoring 1-17. And really, from early in that second half, maybe 11 or 12 minutes into it, there was only ever going to be one winner. And Donegal march on to the semi-finals, where they will now face Tyrone. That game will be away from home against in Healy Park in 2 weeks' time. And that'll be a much tougher test than this, although Leitrim did put it up to Donegal in the first half. Dermot Kelleher scoring two goals and James McNamola also finding the net, and that helped Leitrim into a 3-5 to 10 points lead, and Donegal were really struggling at that juncture. But in the second half, Jerry Gilmore with two early points, and then Declan Coulter with a penalty in the 40th minute, and that was a big moment because Leitrim had Martin Feeney sent off for his foul on Richie Ryan. That levelled up the playing numbers at 14 apiece, and Coulter's penalty levelled up the scoring, and really from there Donegal always looked to be the most likely winners. Gilmore ended up with 5 points in the second half, and Richie Ryan had six, and he was very impressive at full forwards, was the big Limerick native who really got through a host of work. Ben Murray did get a late goal for Leitrim, and that will be a concern for the Donegal management to give up four goals in this game, and they'll be thinking that they'll need to tighten up in the defence ahead of that Tyrone match. There will also be a few injury concerns. Danny Cullen didn't play here today. Gavin Brown went off injured in the first half, and perhaps most worryingly of all, Declan Coulter went off in the second half, but that perhaps is just an impact injury. He was on the end of a rather hefty tackle from Stephen Goldrick, which very possibly should have been a penalty. It wasn't. It was a free, which Richie Ryan tapped over. And just down in front of me now, Coulter is on the pitch, and he seems to be moving about okay. So that is a good sign. And Mickey McCann will be hoping to get all his men back onto the field of play ahead of that Tyrone match. But Ronan McDermott will be suspended now. He got a straight red card early on in the game for a high tackle on Martin Feeney, and it looks likely that he'll miss that game against Tyrone, and he will certainly be a big loss because he has been playing very, very well for the team. Jack O'Loughlin came into the match well in the second half, as did Christopher McDermott, who was very solid at cornerback and even went forward to land a good score. Donegal were able to put on some of their subs in the latter stages with the game over. Stephen McBride made an appearance, as did Buncrana's Dylan Duffy, and Lee Henderson from McCool's got a late run as well, as Donegal were able to close the game out in a bit of style in the end up. So Mickey McCann and his Donegal team will be happy to have come through this. Not a great first half performance, but much better in the second half. Full time score from Park, Sean McDermott and Carrick on Shannon. It was Leitrim 4-10, Donegal 1-27.